are and what they mean. And then
you get that in depth in the East Indian books. They talk about the chakras in depth and what they mean, what they do, what colors. The Chinese break it down even more to the colors and bringing in the sun link and what colors, which colors go to which organs, and they do it with sound, color, and every scent. The Chinese.
Wow. Anytime that you want to share that information with us in digestible lumps, I'd be happy to look at it and use it in my knowledge.
What's the name of the book, Rodney? Well, there's a lot of them.
Okay,
well, one author in particular, Mantap Chia, he's very good at explaining it.
Well, how do you spell the first name?
M-A-N-T-U-K, I think. And it's, I have to look again to make sure I'm spelling it right. But he's very good at explaining it, and he can go as deep as you want to go with it. You know, and it all turns out to be metaphysical information.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll look up that book and get it on order then.
And he has it without the Christian mix.
Yeah, I didn't like that either, but what the hell. Okay, it's 7:48. Who just bumped in?
This is Coco.
Hey, Coco.
Dave
and
Dave
ship will run too. Oh, who? Bobby and Dave?
And,
Jesse. Okay, well,
Diane here.
And Diane, okay. I guess we're ready to get started. Rosie, besides Bobby, I guess you're the ranking
I'm going out of perimeter.
And do you want to designate anything particular tonight?
No, especially since I haven't been here for the last couple of nights, I'd like to go ahead and get caught up to speed of what you all have been doing, because I read the email and,
Well, I have a little bit of a plan if you want to designate me to run things.
I designate you to run things.
Okay. All right, then, last night, we had a full scale, about a 45-minute walkthrough on all the processes, and we'll just do a very brief review tonight, because I'm going to start the invocation on time. We talked about building your body of light, and we specifically walked through that, and using that body of light as if it were a spirit attached to you, being able to see with it. Hear with it, taste with it, touch with it. Let it go out from you and send you back information as though it were your spirit. And leave it, take it to your spirit to act like that. So that's the use of a body of light. So we'll walk up the plane. And everybody who was in last night can recall what we did with that. Rosie, it's not really anything new other than just a little more of an in-depth look. And then charging with the elements, the difference between charging on the lower planes and charging on the higher planes. Tonight we're just going to charge on the high planes with the quick memory of what that feels like, loading the body of life with it. And then when we make sun link, I want to talk particularly to all of us about a frame of mind. Tonight I want to just mention and cover righteous anger and fearless impunity. Because that is the frame of mind that it must take. And I'm glad Rosie's in, because I'm going to mention something that she mentioned to me. That is particularly addressed. towards our conscience, that it's hard for conscience to accept that God would find any favor upon them. Well, let me say that you're not alone. It's true. You have found the truth, and you have the testimony of the Most High and the seal of God in your forehead. Me, from the gutter that I came out of, it's hard for me to think I'm worthy of any of that either. I promise you, every day, I live in a little bit of, a penitent frame of mind for that too. But, I want to ask, if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? We're fighting for more than just our own lives. We're fighting for the survival of this planet. As that has been made obvious in the audiences of late with the Nephilim. They would just as soon wipe us off the face of the earth and then blow up the earth. Well, we're not going to let that happen. So it has to be us. And we do have the approval of the Most High. And we have the training of the last anointed witness in this generation of fire. So we do have the righteous power and holy authority. And I want to talk about these invocations that we're doing and using fearless impunity. So when we do our sun link and we go up to the sun and burn off all the negatives, one of those negatives I'm going to request that everybody burn off is the I'm not worthy thing. Because we're more than not the powerless to do anything about it. Okay? Thank you. Let's talk about power. The Most High says in the AED, and as a matter of fact, in chapter 40, which the Jewish guys are familiar with, he says, I am all great mysteries. I am all infinite knowledge, and I am all infallible power. And then in paragraph 1782, the Most High says, lo, have you not heard? Do you not understand that your greater beginning should begin when you become as I am? I want you to become as I am. For when you become as I am, I can move on to even greater things. So remembering that, and when we reach the high planes and we charge ourselves with the great elements, remember we are in the company of the seraphim. The archangels are at our beck and call to help. Do you think that Bill Gates, with all his money, can find his way to Hassan? No, he can't. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi or Rahm Emanuel can bully their way in? No. Not a chance in hell. Do you think that George Soros can sneak around and be covert and trick his way up there? Shit no. We, by special invitation and by training, have the knowledge and the power to get there. And we do it with impunity and spirit impunity. Impunity means without punishment. Not going to be punished. So fearless impunity is where we take our stand. And I mean fearless because we have been endowed by the anointed of this generation with the righteous power and the holy authority. And up there in those high planes, the color of everybody is the color in their seal. And it's unique and individual to all of us. But it's up there.
I just want to see how you're meant.
Come in. Yes, thank you. So, without any further ado, the righteous anger is that position. creation of the Most High. We are looking at this world as though we were seeing it through the eyes of the Most High God. And when he looks at it, he sees what we see. Putrid, vile, abomination, pervert, profane. They are needing to be wiped off and wiped out. But he's not going to do it for us. It's our job. So, with that righteous anger, as if we were looking at it through the Most High's eyes, and the parents impunity, that it is our job, and all the vicious fury that it's going to take to match the vicious fury coming out of hell's gates, match and even overcome, then let's do these invocations. All of us. We have that power. So let's call it up. Okay, for a brief review now. Let's go ahead and make the body of light. Do that by relaxation from the toes to the scalp. Just feel your body relaxing upwards. And that light that follows the relaxation is that body of light. So charge it up with a deep breath. As you take it in, pull it up and make it bigger. Out. Make it brighter. One more. And we pull this body of light out of our own self for the purpose of that it is easier to read it if it is of us. Body of light can be made out of any energy at all. But making it out of your own self is easier to read. So leave it connected to yourself. Now let's walk it up the planes. Everybody remember from last night the feeling of all the planes on the way up now. Hathor. Astaroth. Esteroth. Idea. Feel that mental drop. Makarma. This is cause and effect. Causal play. Feel the power. Start to absorb into that body of light. Transfer it to your physical body and your spirit. Up one more. Hashkana. Here's the high realm. Feel that high vibration. You can detect it in the tingling in your fingers. And just pause for a minute. Sense all the seraphim. Sense the Most High. Soak up the righteousness. We've got our support right here. This is all we need. Okay, now charging with the great elements. Akasha. Feel that root to exist. Put it into your body of light. Which is immediately transferred into your understanding. Because they're still connected. Think it for a minute. Now call up air. You feel Archangel Raphael's ears perk up when you call for air? Sense him. Sense the east wind at the Loki standing by as a force. Feel that air. Up in these high flames, it feels like you're holding on to a little tornado. All the elements are infinitely obedient and infinitely volatile, responding immediately to your thought and your order, your command. So if you say, move in a tornado in my hand so I feel it, you're holding a little tornado. Now put that tornado into your body of light. Okay, now call it fire. Feel the heat, feel Archangel Michael. Ready to respond. Power of this fire is like you're holding a supernova, explosion of a star, radioactive, heat burst throughout the universe. Now put all that fire into your body of life. Okay, call up water. Oceans and oceans, raging and calm. Order. This is order. It's gone to 3D now. Feel the control. Infinite control. Put that in your body of life. That information is immediately transferred into your understanding. Feel that control. Okay, now call it Earth. There's Archangel Uriel, ready to respond. Feel how heavy it is. Making it solid. The gravity in Earth is automatically pulling dark matter and dark energy from the other plane. It wants to come down to Earth. Do it. Put that into your body of life. Now feel for a minute just all the elements working all together in that body of life. Feel how supercharged it is. Making my physical body respond with a little bit of tensing and a little more of a rapid heartbeat. You feel it tingling in my fingers. It's interesting to be aware of the body of life and the spirit and the physical all at once. It's sensing your surroundings in all the planes. Okay, now we're going to come back down and bring the energy of every plane, stacking it into that body of life. Asana. That righteousness, bring it down. Karma. Feel the surging power of control. Idea. Feel it for a minute. You can feel it throbbing in your head. Doesn't hurt, but it's there. It's a throb. It's mental clarity. Hysteria. White background. Starting to see a little bit of the earth energy. Hysteria. Black background. Same energy. Only a little bit slower. A little bit heavier. Hathor. Every plane. Earth body double. Feel all of those energies of every plane stacked up in that body of life. And I'm going to send it to the sun. Stand in the sun. Burning off the remaining negatives. That's any doubt you might have that we have any power and authority. We do. We're not on trial here. They are. And we're about to call judgment. And they're going to get exactly what they've given. When, think about when. When have you ever been shown any mercy for anything? For any money, for a late bill, for being 10 minutes late to work, anything, anything at all. If you ever had a molecule of mercy, I never have. So that's what they're going to get. None. Feel that power of energy in the sun. Now we're going to go grab some black fire. Radioactive. Go to the center of the sun. Black fire is the ash residue from hydrogen burning fusion turning into a helium molecule. It's a radioactive byproduct. Deadly poison. And we're going to use it. Grab some. Little bit. Couple few molecules in your bit. Okay. Now, make a link from the sun to your belly ball. The golden sun link. Energy travels from the sun into that body of light. Send that body of light back and match it up to your physical body. Bringing that golden link with you. At any and all times during this invocation, if you feel yourself weak or needing some more energy, pull it in. Take it straight from the sun. We won't use it all. Pull it in and take as much as you need. Okay, cleanse the physical body. And lock in that body of light. You still got your black fire in your hand. Now, we're going to call up the powers and the entities. And remember, spirit impurity. Now, by the righteous power and holy authority of our own I Am conscience, we, the righteous sons and daughters of Acheria, servants of the Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Elisha Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentum of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof, to hear and accomplish this invocation of truth. Hear me now, come forth into our presence, and do our bidding, and you shall deny us not. We summon Archangel Raphael, these with Papaloki, the servant with Kira, Holy Bahamiel, and Holy Saramoki. We summon Archangel Michael, the south with Note, the servant with Lyte, Holy Matriel, and Holy Yetwell. We summon Archangel Gabriel, the west with Zephyros, the servant with Chiron, Holy Amiel, and Holy Hamiel. We summon Archangel Uriel, the north wind Boreas, the servant wind Tycheus, Holy Belli, and Holy Forlock. We summon Archangel Raphael, ruler of all the findings in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raphael, ruler of the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Zerachiel, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generation, communicator between the holy altar and a part of the covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation and the first I Am. We summon Ben Ned, guard of the main gates of the east wind Bruel, guard of the main gate of the west wind, Uriel. Guard of the main gate of the south wind, Albion. of homosexuality be exposed as demonism and removed from the earth. Now, Acurians, let's make a new body of life. Stand it out for yourself. Take it either from within yourself or from the energy surrounding. You can make it out of the dust from the sun if you want to. Make it any shape you like. Stand it away from yourself, arm's length away. Now insert that black fire, that handful of black fire that you've got, that radioactive poison, into your body and declare it a body of damnation. Here and now, body of damnation. Everything that we are going to insert into that body of damnation, all the vile souls and the elements of set on deprivation. We're going there, we're sending it to hell. Now, we're going to be killing the body of damnation first with the elements. A concept. You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all room to exist, together with all life, comfort, pleasure, and accomplishment. They shall not exist in Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hestera, Hastera, Hathor, or Earth. So that is the body of damnation. I call it air. You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hestera, Hastera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Heroes, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapernum, and Perdition. Now call it fire. You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all expansion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hestera, Hastera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and find them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Heroes, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Aperdum, and Perdition. Now call up water. You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all control in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Hakarma, Idea, Hestera, Hastera, Hathor, or Earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Zeros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Hapernum, and Perdition. Now call us first. You shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all manifestation in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasana, Asherah, Hathor, or Earth, and stop and find them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Zeros, Denata, Hedendi, Gehenna, Elia, Aspertum, and Pernicus. Still letting their bodies of damnation. East wind, Aquilosi, service wind, Eura, south wind, Note, service wind, Lype, west wind, Severos, service wind, Chiron, north wind, Boreas, service wind, Tychius. We, the righteous sons and daughters of Acheria, command you to take all motion, momentum, heat, expansion, control, hope, communication, understanding, credibility, dissipate, money, power, influences, and any and all success from any and all minds, consciousnesses, souls, and spirits of all socialists, of socialism, of the United States Democrat Party, of the media, of the globalists, of the manipulators of socialism, open or secret, foreign or domestic, sympathy or persuasion, including all actual or potential Democrat voters, associates, or supporters, and to redirect all such energy and forces into an immediate manifestation of complete destruction thereof. Now, we will be gathering entities and spirits, and we will be binding them forever into the body of damnation and then into the depths of perdition. I am going to elaborate a little bit on the script. Just go with it. Come now, all forces, energies, powers, authorities, thoughts, and endeavors of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democratic Party and the media and SDIU and ACORN, all voters, associates, and assigns, and be you bound in the entirety of your essence into the body of damnation. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democratic Party and the media, for you are called into eternal judgment. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democratic Party and of the media, you have been weighed in the balance and found everybody is a damnation. Now go down to California. This is a festering mess. It's all the Democrats. All of the unions, FEIU, the Service Employees Union, rake them up. They're trying to make a hard time for the governor. We want the governor in. Take Jerry Brown. Call up Jerry Brown. The Democrats, foul, corrupt, and his chance has been committed. Suck him up. Put him in the body of damnation. And all his supporters, their signs, their associates, the FEIU. And every Hispanic voter that's funny because they're told what to do to vote Democrat. Suck them up. Ohio. All Democrats, all socialists, and socialism, put it out of Ohio. Dump it in the body of damnation. Now go to Pennsylvania where Joe Biden was flashing his list today. He was telling the Democrats to stop playing it. Give him something to worry about. Pull him up, put him in the body of the damn. Pennsylvania is ours. Hell with all the damn. Bring them up, including Joe Biden. Now go to Delaware where they're making fun of the Tea Party. Grab all the Democrats. They're stupid. Running into hell. Suck them up. It's easy to find them by their fear. Suck them up. Communist bastards. Into hell they go. That's the story of damnation. Now Florida, another battleground. Suck them all up. Get Alan Grayson. Jimmy Wasserman. Right out of Central Florida. And all their supporters and assigned. Pull them up. Good. Now go to New York. Grab Charlie Langell. Stephen Lyon. Chuck Sutter. Grab him up. Charlie Langell. Into the body of the dam. And all of his supporters. And assigned. There they go. Alright. Now sweep across the country to Wisconsin. Grab everybody. Grab Feingold. Thank you. Hook nose. Been there too long, communist. Grab him that. Grab his ass up, put him in the body of the dam. Now sweep again. You go to Alaska. Grab up Lisa Murkowski. That's rhino. It won't admit defeat. Grab her, put her in the body of damnation. Alright, reach the country again, Nevada. Be sure to get Mary Reed. And his wild son. All the Democrats in Nevada, suck them up. Put them in the body of damnation. Alright, switch the country again. All you can grab. Clean it up. Get them all. Into the body of the dam. Should be folded by now with demons and Democrats. Okay, now, spirit of all socialism and socialists of the media and the United States Democratic Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all socialist deprivation you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. Marriage of all socialism and socialists of the media and of the United States Democrat Party. You are now infected and infected with the eternal, vile, and foul black flames of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all agonies of poverty, deprivation, and desecration, including all death, injuries, suffering, and all socialist enslavement, you seek for anyone. in there, he's stuck and get his ass and Hillary and Ron Emanuel. Alright. Spirit of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democratic Party. The vile and foul winds of perdition. The vile and foul black flames of perdition. The vile and foul death of perdition. And the vile and foul agony of perdition. Weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being. And in all of you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul wind of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democratic Party and the media, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. So you have been adjudicated and found guilty. You are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of stability, for there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. Abomination you have granted, and abomination you shall receive. Here and now, winds of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, infest, spoil, and consume things of evil, like a tear cell, and spare them not. Guardian winds of hell, attend this judgment that nourish in this body of damnation and steady. Black flames of hell, do this judgment and burn all this body of damnation. Death, come and obey this judgment and slay all in this body of the damned. Agony of hell, go where this judgment sends you and consume all in this body of the damned. You shall neither deny nor fail. And now from Hepburnum, all socialists and socialism of the United States Democratic Party and the media, go now into the endless depths of perdition, for you are sentenced and cursed to hell by truth and righteous judgment. Perdition, surrender yourself to this judgment. Open your endless depths. All right, Aquarius, on three. Landing in. One, two, three. Boom! Slam that body of the damn down into perdition. Wind of perdition. Black flames of perdition. Death of perdition. Agony of perdition. Come forth in great quantity and resign yourself to this judgment. Now, wind of perdition. Black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of cleans you right up. It's recharged and cleans that body of life. Hathor. Hathorah. Hathorah. Idea. Hathorah. Hathana. Pause for me. Since it's the righteousness, since the approval of the Most High, since the presence of the seraphim, since the archangel, since that invocation already going to work, now with the great element, charge your body of light. Akasha, you have room to exist, expanding unto infinity. Air, free and unfettered motion. Put it inside yourself. Fire, feel that expansion. You can push your hands apart real quick. Water. Brings them back together. Comes to control. Now earth. Give the weight. We're going to take it down. Bring some of all the planes with you. Hathana. Hathkarma. Idea. Hathora. Hathora. Hathor. Attach it to your physical body by tensing all up. Don't go finish this off, please.
Thumbs up. Assume the Al Manga. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, Adrian. That was a good one. I feel the invocation working already. Know yourself and stand pure in that righteous power. It's fearless impunity. No one, not Nephilim, not demon, certainly not these earthbound Democrats possessed by demons, can stand against us.
No, they cannot. They've got a lot of armor, but let me tell you one thing they don't have. And that's something that, if an Agurian testifies against them, they're asked into a world of trouble. Their testimony not only lasts up till Shiloh from this point, but it's still considered a valid testimony at final judgment. They can't escape that. So we got brought out. We're just plenty of it. We just want it for the same thing like 15th tonight.
I missed what you said about the 15th.
A good strike king.
Oh, strike king, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was
together working as a team, doing the same thing at the same time. So hopefully you can take them through on it, and you're going to get some good results. As a matter of fact, it just came over Fox News a couple of minutes ago that Hillary Clinton is wanting to tighten the regulations and the terms for us to give 4 and 8.
Well, she's bucking for a place somewhere. Well, now, I want everybody to know, in case you haven't had a chance to catch the news today, and this is an absolute red hand slap across the face. Obama was in New Mexico today talking to a backyard party, and he openly chastised the Democratic voters, saying that to sit on your hands, this is almost a quote, it's a good paraphrase, sitting on your hands is irresponsible. Now, at the same time, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania telling the Democratic voters, the Democrats, the ones who elected these people, telling the Democratic voters Biden telling them to stop whining, quote unquote. For the Democrats to stop whining. Okay, now they're irresponsible whiners, and John Kerry, in his stump speech, was telling the Democrat voters that they were unappreciative of their electorate. In fact, just calling them idiots.
Like you're doing us a favor, taking us into communist enslavement, you know. Yeah, you don't appreciate our damage to your stupid ass, right?
Right, so that all happened today. That's from last night's power walk and a shortened invocation. The leaders are turning on their own voters. Now, how long do you think it's going to take those voters to say, I don't resemble that. I'm voting for anybody but your goddamn ass.
Well, Jimmy, I'm right on to them. Yeah, as I have been saying for some time now, all the so-called polls and statistics and all this are all bullshit. Because the Democrats think this, the Republicans think that. Well, we ran into a news release today where there are 80, as in 80 million Tea Party voters. That have communicated with the Tea Party, showed up at their rallies, their forums, and all that kind of bullshit. They 80 million. Our nation is going back.
You're cutting out.
You know, when you're talking about that many voters out of the many that we have, the whole damn population is a little over 300 million. So when you get up to registered and voting age, and you've got 80 million of them that are siding with the Tea Party point of view?
That's just the counted ones. Remember that. I'm sympathizing with them, and nobody counted me, because I didn't sign up to be counted.
How many more do you think there are out there of that same opinion that haven't raised an eyebrow?
Yeah.
My brother in Cleveland now, the younger one, once he got it through his head what Hillary was really all about, you'd think he was raised on a teabag. But he's never been to one of their wingdings, never called them nothing. So he's another one, for instance, that is going to vote. And he's a registered Democrat. And he's never checked in with the Tea Party at all. So when you're looking at these stats and figures, take them with a grain of salt. Because this election, if we continue the way we're doing right now, even though these are hard sessions, they really are, but we're going to pull a goddamn upset that we're not going to get one ounce of credit for. But none of this happened until we started making the grassroots movement come out of the woodwork. And some of
well,
us
we'll get credit.
We did that.
We'll get credit for where it counts. Who cares what they think down here?
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass what the media says. You get
right.
Credit for the Coliseum in Indianapolis either. Well, that's right, too, but they didn't make any of them come back to life now, did it? Nope, but it damn sure kept the attention of the Masonic Lodge and has their attention yet today.
One other thing that I noticed happened today, in case anybody didn't know, Jimmy Carter got sick with tummy trouble on a plane flight, and he was in the hospital resting comfortably. And if you'll recall, black flames are proceeding. Infect and infect, your intestines shall revile you.
This is with hundreds of people waiting for a noon book signing.
Yeah. So, you're going to be in a week late, and his intestines are already reviling him.
Let's add the word bowel to it. Give him a little dysentery.
Same thing, Jimmy. Same thing.
Well, you say we're saying, can't you see the grief all over my face?
Well, all of you have a couple of emails in your boxes. If you haven't read them, make sure you do read them a couple of times. We're getting tighter and tighter, and we've got guests with us tonight that I hope picked up on some of it. If not, there will be other guests that we have invited that are coming in, and some of them are coming in groups, as in G-R-O-U-P. We've got one bunch of associates in a wow, we've been in music with for a while. And there's four, and not one assembly that wants to come in and ask permission if they could. And of course, we told them, hell yes. Anything you don't understand, email one of us. We'll bring that to you. And these are all good, honest, everyday American citizens.
Well, all right then. So Sunday we'll have the long version of the training then, right?
Yep.
And somebody's going to present that, whether it be me or you.
Yep, as a matter of fact, because of my schedule and the way I'm feeling at the moment, and my medical schedule for the following week, I've got two medical appointments, routine stuff, but nevertheless, they take this all out of me. I'm thinking about having you do a long version again of the Elements and the Plains of Heaven for Sunday.
Okay. Well, then
and maybe
I'll
walk them down into Earth and bring them back without doing anything, just to get the experience.
Okay.
Go down into hell with them.
Okay. Well, we didn't really go into hell yesterday. I chose the discerning of spirits instead.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be at home for the day.
Well, we're not going to prepare ourselves to take on the Nephilim in 1 10-minute shot, I guarantee you.
Right.
Well, we've got to have the basics down, and the Plains of Heaven and the Great Elements are of a first. They're the basics. And
right.
Of course, we get the Depths of Hell put in that so that we all know what the hell we're doing. We can all get on the same page. Then we'll do some discernment, find out who the hell is what. We'll make an extended discernment thing. By then, we should be pretty well up on the November elections, and we want to do a hell of a number there. And then we'll start holding feet to the fire, and hope the Nephilim will wear their ass down to spooks.
Oh, speaking of another handprint, that's something that came out of your mouth a couple weeks ago. I saw where it was on InfoWars, the Planet T, Prison Planet TV or something. The Republicans have stated, the GOP leadership, as he was quoted saying that, which they didn't name names, just leadership, which means all of them to me, said that if they take control of the Congress, the first thing they're going to do is demand the birther
issue resolved. Yeah, that, by the way, that happened again in today's news releases.
I love it.
And the Democrats are warning, if the Republicans get in, they're going to whine birth certificate on it. So Pelosi's last
annex Kenya so he'll be a U.S. citizen?
I don't know. All of us who drink water will bottle the poison wine. I'm going to put every goddamn ounce of energy that we can into defeating her in the election. Not wait for her to get the House and then lose the Speaker's chair. I don't want the bitch in the House at all. I want her to be completely unemployed or self-employed.
But
what
you
are
you two don't have to. I want her to be.
All in good time. One ticket played for. It's a one-way ticket.
Let's punch it in October. How about it? Before November.
That's fine with me.
Then I won't have to worry about a November election and she ain't there to be on the ballot.
Yeah. Well, as long as it isn't some psychopath. Brown psychopath, Harma. Carol on that goddamn wig of hers.
We
all have there ever been a monotone of nerds in the friggin' book.
We all qualify as psychopaths.
Wait, who took the wig? Okay. Now, this is a favorite
Terror
truck
level today,
right?
No, it didn't,
Horse. Did you know that the author stopping semi looking for weapons on Interstate 20?
In where?
Interstate 20 in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
They're looking
for... children, if there are no other business for this evening, I will let each of you go and bid you adieu.
Thank you.